Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou. Whoops, just cut off a little bit of a promo there, but never mind. Kia te whakarongo mai koutou ki Arrow FM, your community access radio station. This is what's going on, isn't it? So I'm going to try and tell you what's going on. As you know, all the farmers' markets will be operating. There's one in, they're all over the place. We've got one at Judd's Road, you know, the showgrounds here in Masterton. That's 9 o'clock on Saturdays. We've got the one in Carterton. There's a couple in Greytown, and then there's one in Featherston and Martinborough. So you're spoilt for choice. But if you know, you don't feel like travelling long distances, there's one where you are, so that's a great thing. Now, as you know, we have a program here about what's happening at Aotearoa, but it's a monthly program, so that things don't fall through the gaps, I will give you a bit of information on one of the exhibitions, Der Tiefenglanz. This is Deep Gloss. I guess Der Tiefenglanz means deep gloss. This is by Carl Fritz and Gavin Hipkins at Aotearoa at the moment. This is the main gallery exhibition, a collaboration between those two peoples. One of them's a jeweller, the other's a photographer. Gavin Hipkins is the photographer, Carl Fritz, the jeweller. And Gavin has selected images from his archive of negatives and printed these as gelatin silver photographs before passing them on to Fritz, who mounts them onto aluminium sheets. This is fascinating. Independently and brusquely pierces each one with his own archive of found gemstones and fine metals hoarded from his studio. It's a good description, but I cannot imagine what it looks like. So you've got to go there and have a look. This is at Aotearoa, and the exhibition is in the main gallery right at the moment. The Gladstone School, Kaylee, has been postponed. That was going to be on Saturday. Kaylee's are great. I've got to give you some compensation. So here's a bit of good Kaylee-like Scottish music, Bratach Baina by Five Hand Reel.
Speculare
Alien back all your role.
Alien back all your role.
Alien back all your role. Who are the no well?
And vegan speculare. And vegan speculare.
And vegan speculare. And then tell them the brother's banner. Alien back all your role.
Alien back all your role.
Alien back all your role. Who are the no
Five Hand Reel. Scottish enough for you? Obviously in Gaelic. But here's the thing. They're an Australian band. That was just to make you feel a little bit better about the Kayleigh being postponed. Here's something that is on. This is the Orpheus Choir coming to the Carterton Events Centre on Sunday. 2 o'clock. Join the almighty Orpheus Choir for an afternoon of choral magic. Colossal Chorale, that's the name of their show, brings together the most iconic and uplifting music ever written, they say. I bet there's a few tracks I can think of, but anyway, with a few fresh surprises along the way. Highlights include Parry's majestic I Was Glad, Mozart's serene Ave Verum Corpus, and the radiant Laudate Dominum, and Haydn's joyful The Heavens Are Telling. Mozart's fiery Dies Irae, even I know that one, stirring Confutatus, and poignant Lacrimosa. I know the Lacrimosa, it makes you want to cry, from his dramatic Requiem. Add depth and intensity to the program. They do. We're proud, when I say we, they are, the Orpheus Choir, to include New Zealand's own A Te Tarakihi, blending Māori haka with Western harmony, alongside Dave Dobbin's much-loved anthem, Welcome Home, you know the one, reimagined for choir. This performance also includes the complete Chichester Psalms by Leonard Bernstein. You know Leonard Bernstein, West Side Story, etc. A true masterpiece. Chichester Poems is Bernstein at his best. It's funny, there was a lot of, it's obviously spelt Bernstein. There was a period when he went around telling everybody it was pronounced Steen. What did he know? It was only his name. A true masterpiece. Chichester Psalms is, as I said, Bernstein at his best. A thrilling fusion of joyous melodies, jazzy rhythms, and heartfelt spirituality. Brent Stewart's the conductor. Then you've got the assistant conductor, Stephen Clothier, and Jonathan Bacan on the piano. It's a flat four seating event, so you've got a raised seating block for the choir performers, seating on the ground. Not on the ground, you got chairs. General admission. So I guess what they're saying is first in, best seats. They're all good seats. It's $32.50 if you're an adult, $27.50 for concession, and $20.50 for children. Speaking of children, there's the Kids Beginner Crochet class at Evans of Masterton. I would like to crochet. I had a girlfriend ages ago who was really good at crochet, and she did tatting too, which is just like tying knots, but in a beautiful way. Anyway, it's on at Evans's, on Tuesday, 10 o'clock to 11:30. It's $35 each, and it's for those kids that have never crocheted before, or maybe you'd like to go over the basics again. You've done it a little bit. You will learn how to hold a crochet hook, how to attach yarn to hook with a slip knot, chain stitches, not with chains, this is with yarn, but in that, sorry if you're just listening on the radio and you're not watching this, because without the gestures, single crochet stitch, how to finish off your work and weave in the ends, how to crochet in a circle. That's the crochet thing, not you. Although that'd be fun, wouldn't it? You go, never mind. Yarn will be provided for this class, including some to take home and practice, but you will need a 6mm crochet hook. You can buy them at Evans's. In the class, you'll just be learning to make squares and circles with plushy yarn. After completing this class and are comfortable with doing a single crochet stitch, then you can go off to attend the Kids Crochet Club classes making plushy animals. What's not to like? All right. Now, at the Carterton Event Centre, there's going to be the Mystic Market Carterton happening on Saturday, 10 till 4. Mystic stuff, all right? So, readers, crystal tarot cards, healing crystal tent, jewellery, pop art, natural skin products, and much more. Free admission. What else? Future readings, loved ones, tarot readings, guide readings, automatic writer readings, crystal ball readings. I think it's time for a bit of Beatles with Magical Mystery Tour. Mystery Tour. While you're in the magical kind of frame of mind, there's a bit more. You've got raising consciousness using the Merkaba. I don't know what a Merkaba is, but if you're into that, you'll know. It's spelled Merkaba. Raising consciousness using the Merkaba with Jason Houghton. This is at New Earth Wairarapa, which is on Mikimiki Road, 791 Mikimiki Road, on Sunday from 9:30 to 4:30. Delve into the sacred geometry of the universe to rebalance your field, others, and the earth. Jason will set up a huge copper Merkaba for participants to lie in for healing, meditation, and rebalancing. This includes heart-based euphoria with sound humming and alchemical processes with triple-cone organite technology. So, to register for this, contact Jason at euphoriclovebomb@gmail.com. euphoriclovebomb@gmail.com. Please bring some Kai to share and come a little earlier to settle. So the time is 9:30. Get there a little bit earlier, just to kind of center yourself. I think it's time for a bit of Cat Stevens. Yeah? What do you reckon?
Bring tea for the tiller man, steak for the sun, wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls, sing your hearts away as wild sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day, for that happy day.
Kate Stevens, Tea for the Tillerman. What else have I got? The Society Home and Country Auction and Car Boot Sale is on at the AMP Showgrounds, which, as you know, is at Clareville, Chester Road, Carterton. This is on Sunday, starts at 8:30. An opportunity to sell those items from around your farm, lifestyle block or home that you no longer have a use for, but somebody else might. Maybe you can bag something you need in the excitement of a live auction or through a car boot purchase. This is the ultimate in recycling. This is the Home and Country Auction and Car Boot Sale at Clareville at the AMP Showgrounds on Sunday. 8:30 in the morning it starts, but it'll go for ages, so you'll be fine. Well, it'll go for a while anyway. Just kind of makes me feel, because it was recently, what is it? It's the 4th of April now. So on the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, did you do anything silly? I mean, I do silly things every day, but I didn't specifically do a trick. Oh, well. We're all fools. This is Fool on the Hill, the Beatles.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world. And nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, round, 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 round. He never listens to them. He knows that they're the fool. They don't like him. Sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, round, 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 round. Oh.
Lovely song, eh, Fool on the Hill? Well, you might think you've got plenty to be getting on with for the week, but I've left the main event till last on Thursday. It is Thursday the 10th. We're having a big quiz night and art auction. So the quiz night is a fundraiser, well, so is the art auction, for four different community service organisations, people who put lots of effort and resources into making things happen in the community and helping people out and providing services, giving access, in our case, to anybody who wants to do a program. So that there's great inclusivity, diversity, etc., encouraged in the region. So, the quiz night. I have a poster for those of you who are watching on the telly. The quiz night. Oh, look, he's just showing it to the wrong. There we go. So that's this Thursday night. I'll just be absolutely certain it is a Thursday on. Yeah, Thursday the 10th of April. So doors open at 6:30. This is at the Wycol School Hall. Doors open at 6:30, and Parky and Son will be playing their really infectious, fun music. Poppy, chirpy, preppy, peppy. And the quiz itself starts at 7. Coggy's the quiz master. You know, Coggy, he's really good at this. Has big screens and keeps the score all the way and generates some real excitement and, of course, some great questions. We've got nibbles for the tables. We've got a cash bar. We've got lots of stuff. All I'm saying is there's food and drink. You can have a table of four for $80 and fantastic prizes. Lots of people, lots of organisations in the region have donated prizes. We've got so much that it's impossible to tell you. Sometimes they're bundled into lots, sometimes they're singles. We've got Star Safari have given a four tickets for a Star Safari experience. Astronomical, wonderful stuff. We've got a business Wairarapa have given us the Wairarapa Monopoly set. There's books from Almo's books. There's healing balms and things. I just can't begin to tell you how much there is there. So just look out for us on Facebook because we're constantly showing all the different artworks for auction. Dame Robin White's contributed about three or four things. Art. Tipene Kawana has done a beautiful mato. It's a Maui's fish hook. You know that look. It's about that big. When I say that big, about the size of a phone. Absolutely lovely taonga that. Rhonda Grieg, one of her beautiful colour drawings. Ian Chapman, a thing called Free Parking. Again, I'm calling it a thing. It's an artwork. It's on canvas. Helene Carroll. Manaya Carswell's done a beautiful kete. There's just so much. What you've got to do is follow us on Facebook or Wired Up a Word or Film Talks, King Street Artworks. They're all putting all the information up there on Facebook and you should know what to expect. Go there. It's always good to have a few coins because they have things like, you know, buy an answer. You go, we're doing really well, but I think this is the round we might need a bit of help. Couple of bucks, buy an answer. And also the auction, you can FPOS for your, if you are the bid that wins a particular piece of art, then you can buy that on the night or you can arrange to deposit and pick it up later. So many good things, so many great prizes. It's going to be a big night. We've put a lot of effort into making it work. We know it's going to work. What you got to do is you got to get on and book a table. So you might, on the air, you might forget this, but the email address is artsairwaves@gmail.com. artsairwaves@gmail.com. If you send your booking through there, then Veronica will send an email back with the payment details. You pay, you're in. If you can't remember that, as I say, there's heaps of Facebook posts about it. There are posters about the place. You got no excuse. I'm sure you will, I'm sure you'll come and join us and have a good night. It's booking out, though. We can take 30 tables, but we're getting up there. So you need to book soon because you don't want to miss out on this one. It's going to be great. All right. That's me. It's been real, has it? It's been a little bit whimsical and fantastical, too, with some of the events. See you next time. See you at the quiz night. Bye.